Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be discussing a series of things, but what the first thing we want to talk about is the brave courage of a nun in the Middle East. You know, there's something about someone who is courageous that is so inspiring. And in the midst of such tragedy, in the midst of so many Christians being persecuted and slaughtered, a nun is standing for those that are being persecuted, those who have no voice, those who can't even defend themselves. You know, so many times terrorists and people that want to do radical jihad, their main weapon is that of terror, is that to instill in us a fear. And there's something about fear that causes one to be paralyzed, where you can't move and you're stuck in your track, and you begin to start making bad decisions, not decisions in faith, but decisions that limit you in so many ways. Oftentimes, we need to look at those who are courageous. And remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's actually moving in the presence of fear. And I want to bring your attention to this nun, because I think that what she's doing in the Middle East is amazing. And if we have more people like her that say, you know what, I won't lay down. You know what, I'm not going to just run. I'm not going to be terrorized, but I'm going to do all that I can with what I have in the lifetime, in the time that I have to do it. And that's what she's doing in the Middle East. She's rescuing and saving and helping the oppressed. And it's very inspiring. In fact, I want you to watch her own story.
Some are calling it genocide. From Kenya to Syria to Pakistan, Muslim fanatics are slaughtering Christians. While Western governments have been slow to respond, activists are answering the call. Eric Stackelbeck recently spoke to a nun who's on a dangerous mission to help persecuted Christians.
The Islamic terror group ISIS is leading a trail of destruction across large parts of Syria and Iraq, with a specific target in its crosshairs.
Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been displaced from their homes, and countless others have been murdered or enslaved by the jihadist armies of ISIS, with no end in sight.
Sister Hatun Dogan has been on the ground and witnessed the devastation of these ancient Christian communities. She's listened to survivors tell how Christian and Yazidi women are being sold into sex slavery.
They choose the most beautiful one, even if they have small child, and they sell these girls, these ladies, to each other. They don't sell to another religion, only to Sunni Muslim. They think there are 12,000 kidnapped in the hand of the ISIS Yazidi alone. What is going on there, what I was hearing, is the highest barbarism on the earth in the history till today.
Her foundation helps the poor and persecuted in 35 countries, providing them with food, clothing, medicine, and shelter. She travels constantly, with a special focus on the Muslim world. The rise of ISIS has frequently brought her to Syria and Iraq to help the region's beleaguered Christian minority.
I'm coming here not for holiday. I'm coming here because I like to bring the voice of the voiceless, that the world hear their voice. They don't have voice more. I am the channel for them. That is my mission.
Sister Hatun is no stranger to Islamic persecution. As a young girl, threats from local Muslims forced her family to leave their home in Turkey. They relocated to Germany, where she operates her foundation and sounds the alarm about the gathering Islamic storm.
The mission of Baghdadi of the ISIS is to convert complete the world to Islam religion and to bring them to Dar Salam, they call that. And Islam is not peace, please. And who says ISIS has not with Islam in connection or something like this, it's not true, he's liar. ISIS is Islam, Islam is ISIS.
She's disappointed by what she calls a weak reaction from the West.
We know according to the Quran, no democracy. Till this verse is no democracy. Islam democracy is opposite, like black and white. And that I hope that America will understand. America has today the power that they can stop this disaster on the earth. with another Western country.
As for Sister Hatun, she says she'll keep calling attention to the plight of followers of Jesus around the world, whether the West wants to hear it or not. Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, Washington.
Oftentimes people say, I'm just one person. I'm one individual. What can I do? Well, this sister, this nun, she's one person, and she's committed. She says, I am the voice for the voiceless. 12,000, think about this, 12,000 women have been estimated to be kidnapped and sold as sex slaves. Think about the atrocities and what has happened over months. And now, I mean, we're years into this, and look what's happened. Christians are being persecuted. People are being brutalized while many in the West are doing nothing. Our government, what is our government doing? Well, listen, we don't have to look for government. The answer always never really lies in government. The answer lies in us, the individual. Everyone has a role to play. And I believe that, listen, at the end of the day, we can avoid tomorrow's regrets by doing something today. We don't want to look back and say, where was I during that time period? What did I do? Did I do anything? Did they come across my mind and my heart? In all of my praying, in all of my talking to God, in all of my fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in America, was our discussion ever about our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted in the Middle East? Did we pray? Did we speak about them? And did we spread the news? Listen, this is our moment, and this is our chance to do something lest we do nothing. Join us when we get right back from this break as we continue to talk about living a life on purpose and not by accident, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.